It was a good match. I didn't start well, and he did. He played very aggressive, very hitting the ball very hard, which made it difficult. But then after the first set, I played three very good sets, very solid from my part, and happy to be in the quarterfinals now.
Alexander, congratulations. You've spoken recently about having to grow up a lot in the last few months.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound easy given your schedule, your competition, the fact that you have to be focused on so many things every day. What did you exactly mean by growing up?
No, I didn't say, I never said I had to grow up. I am grown up now. But I had to do a lot of things that I usually don't do, as I said. A lot of management stuff, a lot of lawyer stuff. So things that I'm not used to doing. With this situation, I'm sure you know about it. With my ex-manager, it wasn't easy. Those kind of things took my focus away a little bit from tennis. But I'm in the quarterfinals here, so something seems to be working all right now.
Alexander, congrats on the win. You talked earlier about how it's nice not to have all the focus on you, all the pressure. How much do you think that has helped you this week, just to kind of fly under the radar?
Yeah, a lot. For me, the best thing that could have happened for me is how good Tsitsipas' clay court season was. That was the best thing that could have happened to me, to be honest. And I actually do believe that. I'm happy for him. He played a great match yesterday, unfortunately, not going his way. But both of them, Stan and him, played unbelievable well, so he can be proud of something as well. As I said, he was kind of the new superstar all of a sudden, and for me it was actually quite a nice thing that not all of the attention of the kind of next gen thing is only going towards my way.
Sasha, well played again today. I guess Ivan must have told you it was okay to win in four sets instead of five. But I know that one of the things you said earlier in the week is that you are working hard to step onto the court with a positive mindset and also be positive when you are on the court. And now we are seeing those results. And I wanted to know, what are some of the things that you think about to give yourself that positive mindset? And what is it that makes you smile when you're here in Paris?
Everything in my life is actually very good. So there's nothing major to worry about. Obviously, on the tennis court, as I said, I was not playing my best. I was not being aggressive. I was not being myself a little bit. So that changed a little bit. Today you saw it. The break points down that I had, I kind of won them in an aggressive way, always, or saved them. So that was a good thing. I'm happy to three, and hopefully I can get another chance to play a great match here. Obviously last year's quarterfinal was very unfortunate to me, very sad, the ending with an injury. But hopefully this year will be different, and it will be a great match.
You said that you were frustrated with how you went out in the quarterfinals last year because of your injury. Does that mean that you feel more excited and hopeful going into this semi-final in terms of your form and your fitness?
Well, last year I felt physically fit, especially with having three five-set matches in the back. I felt like I could last with anybody, but my hamstring stopped me. So that was unfortunate, especially with Dominic. I knew it was going to be a tough battle. I knew it was going to be a tough match, which unfortunately really wasn't. After about half a set, I couldn't really play anymore. So I just wish that it's going to be a great match and it's going to be a tough battle. And that, especially against Novak, the world number one, it's going to be interesting.
Hi, well done. I'd like to know, when a player has in the other part, in the other side of the court, a player like Fognini who decides to either throw the racket or gets angry or so on, do you react? What is your reaction? You say, oh, good, he's getting nervous and I'm taking advantage, or you don't care, you don't think of it, or you watch what happens on the other court and to your opponent, or you don't?
Yeah, you watch it a little bit, obviously. If he gets frustrated, that means you're doing something right. But I'm somebody that can throw a racket as well. But when I throw it, it breaks, usually. I don't just throw rackets. I'm not this kind of guy who just like bounces in and walks off and then bounces again and walks off. No, if I throw it one time, then you know I did. And obviously Fabio is known for that kind of stuff. So, but then the next point, he can come up with a ridiculous shot. So this doesn't change for me.